John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. 1025. Going to have Corey Curtis from News 2 coming up to begin the 8 o'clock hour. Our friend Darren McFarland coming up at 9 o'clock, as we do each and every Monday. Tyler from Berry Hill on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. If you know that Derrick Henry is going to be back in the next few weeks, do you designate him to return, even if he's not fully ready, just to give the Dolphins or the Texans something extra to consider when they're game planning? I don't put any mind games past Mike Vrabel. We are reaching the time of the year, Joe Rexrode, where the original injury with Derrick Henry was reported. Maybe sometime around this time of the regular season heading into the playoffs, he could be healed up. He could be back on the field, could be ready to go. What do you expect to see? What do you think the Titans will do about the Derrick Henry situation in the next couple of weeks? Because honestly, the more I watch this team play, and the position that they're in right now in the AFC, I mean, I know there's been this thought out there. I've not really bought it at any time. I especially don't buy it now. Like, to me, he's not playing before the playoffs. It doesn't make any sense to play him before the playoffs at this point.
Well, I think you're probably right. I wouldn't do 100% on any, like, you know, were they to go to Houston and they have to win to get in the play, like, you know, which is unlikely now because they beat San Francisco. You know, if they're in some absolute have to win and he's totally fine and cleared, then it could happen. But first of all, to answer Tyler's question, no, you wouldn't do that. They would not do that. You designate to return. For people who don't know, there's a 3-week window.
Yep.
But they would. I mean, Vrabel is on the record and pretty outspoken about hating to put expectations on injury return ever. This is why he doesn't answer injury questions. He's going to get a Henry question today and he's going to say, oh, he's still rehabbing. Yep. Like, I'll give you the answer right now. That's the answer. He's still rehabbing. So that, you know, if you do that, you know, to mess with your opponent, you know, you're also putting an expectation publicly on it. Like, the Titans will let you know Derrick Henry's going to play when, like, he's going to play, you know? So, and honestly, like, if you're the Dolphins or the Texans, I don't know that you necessarily even play a game that differently. Because if Derrick Henry, his first game back, is he going to come out and give you 25, 30 carries? No. So,
no, but if it's against Houston, he's liable to put up, you know, $170 on 8 or 9 carries.
That's a good point. That is true. So, but I think you're probably right. I think that the return would be in the postseason. And obviously, if you got the one, then you could have extra time. You're looking at 8 weeks from the surgery tomorrow. 8 weeks. So, yeah, of course, you'd be looking at 10 weeks, which is sort of like the high part of the generally accepted timeline. You know, on the Tuesday, going into likely the first playoff game, you know, unless the Titans get the one, likely the first playoff game. So that's, you know, I would think it would be that week. I would think it would be designated to return and some practice. And then, you know, if the game's Saturday, then it's a Friday announcement. If the game's Sunday, it's a Saturday announcement. Well, actually, it could be Monday, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. We now have the Monday night a playoff game, which is kind of wild to me that you would penalize someone for, you know, for playing Monday. But anyway, that's I think what would happen. Yeah. I just, you know, I think especially the position the Titans are in, if they, I don't at all expect Derrick Henry to like to see him this week. If they take care of business against Miami, win the division, then to me it's like you wait to the last possible minute.
Yeah, I would agree. And look, it's interesting to think about what they could look like with him back. And look, Titans fans, that's going to be what they're paying attention to the next couple of weeks is, all right, what's 22 doing? Is 22 getting closer? Is he going to play? You know, I guess there's still the possibility that he doesn't come back and that he doesn't play. It just kind of feels like, based on the reporting that's been done around this and that it's Derrick Henry, the expectation is he's going to be back at some point and ready to go. Unless, maybe you're Adam Schefter.
Well, yeah, right. And then finally be like, I told you all along. He was out for the year.
That's right.
But honestly, look, okay, so by all accounts, things have gone well. He's worked his butt off. I mean, I can tell you, was it last week? I saw him, rolling through the facility, and, he was on one of those little rollers to do some workouts. He's working his butt off like you'd expect, wants to come back. All it would take is one moment of like, ooh, that feels a little weird on his foot at some point in the future that no one could possibly predict to change everything. So you have to keep that in your mind as a possibility. Just because there's a timeline and the bone heals and all that, it is not a lock until you see 22 on the field.
No, I don't think there's any question about that. And, I think we know this about him. He's gonna do everything he can to play. I mean, that's the way he's wired. He's going to do everything he can to play. And look, there's no question about it. This Titans team, I still believe, if they're going to be a team that makes a deep run, I still think they need him. I think they need him to get to where they ultimately want to go. Now, I feel a little bit better after watching A.J. Brown just totally take over the other night than I did this time a week ago when we were having this discussion. But I still think if you're going to get to where you need to go, Derrick Henry is going to have to be a part of things here. It's an interesting, without having any inside information, without obviously not having a medical degree either, like what's the risk of bringing him back and him having a setback? Because that's what you don't want to see happen, is to him have a setback. And this be something that, if you just leave it alone and heals, he's back to full Derrick Henry next year. But if you keep messing with it, you're just messing with his career potentially. That's the last thing you want to see if you're a Titans fan.
Right. And we've talked about the injury and the fact that just where it is and also who he is. I mean, the possibility of a re-injury is absolutely there. It's a tricky injury. It's in the little tiny little bone there. At the very bottom of a 6'3", 250-pound person whose job involves hard cutting on the feet. So any sort of question, I my understanding of it is, as long as everything heals well and then rehab goes well and all that stuff, like there's not going to be any, that could really be re-injured. Don't go out there. Like if it happens, it happens. The more time, the better. Doesn't guarantee anything. There's a certain level of risk Derrick Henry would be assuming here by trying to come back. But at the same time, I think for him, yes, you have your future in the league, and you probably also, if you're him, look at this team and look at the big picture of, if you want to get a ring, this is a chance. This is a good chance, and this could, in theory, be as good a chance as you'll have with the Titans. Yep. You have to also keep that in mind.
Caleb and Gallatin texting in. If Derek is able to play against the Texans, do you let him so he can get a game under his legs for the playoffs, or do you just wait for the first game of the playoffs to start it? It's coming from Caleb in Gallatin.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I would tend to side with you, Robbie. Like, just take that next week of rest. Just rest. Heal. Rehab. Get yourself. Do everything you can conditioning-wise to get ready. And like, does he need, 8 carries in that game to be effective? I don't think so. It's the same way that they basically never, they barely used him in team during camp. He's too valuable. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows this offense inside out. He knows the zone schemes, and where to find his lanes and tracks. I mean, you know, have him in great shape, have him work on catching the ball, which he did to the side a lot, and then unleash him. I don't see what the – I think the cost is greater than the benefit of that, unless again, you're in a situation where it's like you got to have everything you can have in this game, and then you need him as a threat or just as a ball carrier. I think if you don't, like if you clinch the division this week, even though you'd like to be chasing the one still, I think that probably clinches that he wouldn't be appearing until the playoffs.
Well, to me, I mean, this is another reason. I mean, the win against San Francisco is so big, because if you don't get that win, you're sitting here today 9-6, tied with the Colts, and look, you may need to have him coming down the stretch in the regular season. So I don't think you can overstate how important that win was on Thursday for the Titans to come back and get that done.
Not at all. I mean, it goes in there. The 49ers may miss the playoffs and whatever, and so like you look back on this season and it's like, okay, so you beat a 9-8 or whatever, like 49ers team, good for you. But they have been playing really good football. And you were in a tough spot in a lot of ways going to that game. And you're coming off that terrible loss of Pittsburgh. I mean, that ranks right up there. Just like the Steelers game should be probably grouped with the Texans and Jets losses, I think the Niners win should be grouped with the Bills, Chiefs, and Rams. And Colts twice.
Yeah. We'll continue the discussion on Derrick Henry when we come back. Have more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, including a discussion that's growing more popular in the NFL that has Titans fans very, very upset. We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning. Talking Titans, taking your thoughts on Derrick Henry on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Andrew from Dover texting in saying, if Derrick Henry comes back for the playoffs and gets us to the Super Bowl, do you believe he should still get MVP, even after missing half the season and still proving how important he is to the team? This is coming from Andrew on the text line.
I'm 99% sure what I'm saying is accurate. MVP voting is done before all that stuff.
I believe it's done at the end of the regular season, right?
Right. MVP is based on the regular season. So whatever anybody does in the playoffs, the MVP voting has finished. Derrick Henry is not going to be an MVP candidate.
No. Now,
someone else is, though.
Well, someone else is, and it's got Titans fans really mad, and that is Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts, continuing to get some love and some talk for NFL MVP. And look, it's happening on the broadcast. They talked about it a lot the other night during the game, and it's all over social media as well, and it's got Titans fans pretty mad. Now, look, I think everybody recognizes and everybody agrees Jonathan Taylor is a great player. He's rushed for 1,626 yards. He's got 17 touchdowns this year. He's put up some monster numbers, and there's two games left. So, I mean, he could end up around 1,900 yards. I mean, I guess if he goes nuts the last couple of games, he could get 2,000 yards. So I'm not going to take that off the table for him in terms of what is possible. But a lot of Titans fans are looking around and saying, are you kidding me? Did you see the season that Derrick Henry had last year and the season that he was having this year? And he never won MVP, didn't even get a vote last year, and you're talking about Jonathan Taylor maybe winning the award this year? Titans fans are very upset about this. Very upset.
Yeah. Well, look, it's bad luck. Everything's bad luck with this, right? I mean, if Derrick Henry never got hurt and he was on course and having the same season, he'd probably be ahead of Jonathan Taylor. Although I will say, like, Jonathan Taylor's gone on such a tear, it actually might be a good race here for the rushing title. But Derrick Henry would be right in there. And, yeah, and of course, the Titans are, I mean, you know, the Titans are probably going to win the division. That should matter. I mean, team success matters a lot in these discussions, but it's just bad luck because if Derrick Henry had last year, this year, I think he would have won it, or yep, I think he would have been very close. It just has worked out this year. But you tell me, who's going to win the MVP?
I mean, I would think Rodgers has got to be the leader right now, but, you know, even his numbers are really good. They're not eye-popping like they were a year ago. I mean, like a year ago, everybody talks about Derrick Henry not getting a vote, and I understand it. Aaron Rodgers' numbers a year ago were absurd, and they're not this year. So, to your point, I think it's a little bit about the timing as well. Like, if Derrick Henry had the same season this year that he had a year ago and stayed healthy, to me, I think he's the runaway MVP favorite right now. It's just bad timing.
Now, a lot of people have said this, including some media people have said this to me. I don't know how much stock I put into it, but some, I guess, is that, you know, the fact that, like, Hard Knocks, you know, it's an NFL, you know, production, and they're doing the in-season thing with the Colts. And so there's this feeling that because of that, the NFL is pushing this, I guess, I don't know, to bring eyeballs to the show. I guess I could buy that to some extent, a little bit. I don't think that that's a primary factor. I just think it's how things have worked out.
We got one better than that on Packers Twitter.
What have you got?
The Packers Twitter conspiracy theory is the NFL has no desire to give the MVP to Aaron Rodgers because he won last year and with the vaccination stuff this year, and they are pushing hard for Jonathan Taylor. There's your Packers Twitter conspiracy theory for the day.
There you go. Okay. Well, maybe that's it. Well, look, I mean, apart from that, first of all, in all seriousness on the vaccine stuff, is that going to individually affect some voters? I wouldn't be surprised. But I think more than that is just what you said first, is just that there's fatigue. You have someone who just won it. You have to leapfrog yourself almost to win it again, right? And right now, what is Rodgers? I mean, he's like 10th in the league in passing yards. I mean, Brady has a case, you know.
Yeah.
The problem is he just went out there and freaking scored 0 points against the Saints. And yes, he lost his weapons in that game and all that stuff, but that doesn't help him. And there's fatigue with him. There's fatigue with Rodgers, and there's fatigue with Mahomes, who, by the way, also could potentially, if you look at the way he's played since a brutal start, man, pretty amazing. He's at 4,300 yards, 33 touchdowns, 13 picks. But this is the problem. And I understand Titans fans being upset, but it's just kind of a perfect storm for someone else to come up and get it this year. And it may be Jonathan Taylor.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Josh from Ashland City. Josh, what's going on, man?
What up, dude? Hey, so my thing is this. Like, I was right before the game started, Indianapolis game, they had the whole Jonathan Taylor clip, and, like, he utilized Derrick Henry's theme and everything, man, and Michael Irvin. He made the comment that really stood out to me. He was like, hold on, wait a minute. Don't y'all think that Derrick Henry somewhere right now staring at the TV about to break it? Because how can dude refer to himself as the king whenever he hasn't even been a leading rusher? It took him 5 games to even get past Derrick Henry with Derrick Henry sitting at the house.
Hey, thanks for the call, Josh. We appreciate it. I mean, yeah.
He said the king. I missed that.
I missed the king part of it.
Himself the king?
I guess so. Wow. I miss that.
Doing everything. He's gonna
now that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
Moving to Derek's apartment, too, and just like...
That's a good way to get one of your teammates like an honorary stiff arm. Don't want to do that.
That's the thing. I mean, think about it this way, Titans fans. You know, if Jonathan Taylor wins the MVP, I know you're going to be mad about it. But then if Derrick Henry comes back to the playoffs, like, the Titans will be all pissed about it. And who knows? Maybe there's a psychological, like, benefit to that.
Maybe,
you know?
So.
I mean, look, you have to appreciate Jonathan Taylor.
He's a really good player.
He's a great player. And, I mean, if you want to get into a back and forth on this, which Colts fans I'm sure would gladly do, talking about a dude who's averaging 5.5 a carry compared to Derrick Henry's 4.3. Now, I think you have to take that with the grain of salt of understanding that the Titans are so – when Derrick Henry is healthy and playing, they just lean on him so heavily. And, you know, look, he does not have the offensive line that Jonathan Taylor has, although they've also had guys in and out of line. But when they're whole, that's a terrific offensive line. But look, he's a great player. It's bad luck more than anything, if he wins it this year, that it's just bad timing for Derrick Henry. And I wonder how – I'd love to know how he thinks about it too. You know, all this – I think it's fair to be upset with the lack of, like, league-wide momentum and push for Derrick last year. I mean, that's the thing. Like, even last year with the quarterbacks doing what they're doing, I didn't sense this whole, like, oh, my gosh, Derrick. Now, we talked about a lot around here, right? And we talked about 2,000 yards. This is – I think the – legitimate reason to be pissed about this is just that it does feel like it's an NFL campaign.
Well, it does. And I will say, as kind of a neutral observer here, it is interesting of the, oh, Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the NFL, and oh, there's no one close to Jonathan Taylor right now. I'm like, okay. You know, Derrick Henry's been hurt for 8 weeks. It's not like he just totally fell off the face of the earth. He's going to be back. Like, Derrick Henry's still a pretty good player. And look, I don't want to take anything away from Jonathan Taylor because he's done a great job. Do we think that Jonathan Taylor at this point is just absolutely a better running back than Derrick Henry is? No questions asked. I don't.
No.
I've watched Derrick Henry play a lot of football. That dude's pretty good.
No. I mean, look, put it to a GM vote in this league. Say you can have this player or this player at full health, full capacity for one game, one season, whatever it is. Who are you picking? I promise you that more of them will pick Derrick Henry than Jonathan Taylor. Well, I can't promise you that. I'd be willing to bet. Jonathan Taylor is great. He's not Derrick Henry. You know, and I know that that's a very Nashville homer thing to say, but I feel very secure in saying that. I mean, Derrick Henry is just a different deal. Jonathan Taylor is outstanding. He's got a great future in this league. He's a star right now. Derrick Henry, as a home run hitter and as a defense demoralizer, is unmatched.
Indy Ben on our text line says, JT is basically a younger, faster, and more versatile Henry. There's no doubt he should be heavily in the discussion for MVP, considering the run, pun intended, that the Colts have been on. This coming from Indy Ben on the text line.
He's not faster, so let's kill that right now. He's not faster than Derrick Henry.
Yeah, this has been clocked. He's not faster.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's great. More versatile. Yeah, although he's not a great. I mean, he's actually more of a throwback running back, kind of like Derrick Henry, than he is, you know, a Dalvin Cook, a Christian McCaffrey type guy. I'd say more is fair, but not like dramatically more. I mean, the Colts have a nice, you know, Nyheim Hines still the guy they look to, you know, in situations like that. So. He's a great player, man. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I do not think he's better than Derrick Henry. I don't think most people around the league do either.
We'll continue the discussion on the Titans. Got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We got the Rex Rant coming up at 7:45, as we do every Monday morning. Joe Rex Road's Rant of the Week. Looking forward to that coming up here in about 15 minutes. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. David in Arkansas texting in says, Derrick Henry has a poor offensive line to run behind versus the Colts offensive line. You see JT get bottled up when the Colts were working with backups. It sucks to not have a good line to run behind.
I was just going to say the
run blocking for the Titans offensive line is in a much better situation than their pass blocking is. There are two different things.
I thought that was the same job. No, that's not the exact same thing. No. Well, but no one pass blocks well, Robbie.
No.
Yeah, look, the Titans, I would agree that the Colts are better. I think when the Colts have everybody, they are a better offensive line, 1 through 5. But the Titans have been pretty good. Again, let's look at 270 yards at New England. Let's look at 200-plus yards at Pittsburgh. you know, not a very good run D, but still, I mean, like they, even without Derrick Henry, they've had some really good run blocking days. So I don't think there's some huge gap there, but I would agree that it's better. And, you know, a lot of this also has to do with, I mean, the whole picture of your offense also matters. Just like if you run well, then that helps your pass protection. There's no doubt about that. If you have offensive weapons on the outside, that helps your run game. You know, I mean, I think that the Colts lately, you know, have had been in a better situation just because of the Titans' injuries. And that's a factor too. But look, there's nothing to take away from Jonathan Taylor. He's great. He's great. And he's a tremendous player. Let's like, and that it has nothing to do with it, it's not a knock on that. It's more the, again, the reaction around the league. I'm glad to hear that Michael Irvin said what he said, because you like to hear that from a place other than Nashville, where of course Titans fans or people around here are going to react that way.
Josh on the text line says, I'd be interested to hear Jared's take on this topic. He may disagree with Joe just out of spite, and I'd like to hear that discussion.
Yes, he may. Just take, you got to take.
I don't
some
know.
Miles, Jared
loves him some Derrick Henry, so I don't know if he's going to disagree with you on this one.
That's true. That's true. Jared thinks that Derrick Henry won every game for them, even the ones he didn't play in this year.
It's like Brady.
Right, exactly. Brady's never made a mistake to lose a game. Yeah. So we agree plenty.
Yeah.
I agree plenty. It's like Toots is the driving cat. Do you know Toots is the
driving
cat?
I have no idea what that is. No.
Really?
Yeah, no clue.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a good lesson here.
Michelle's looking at you right now like you've got six heads.
Joe's like, really, Joe? Are you really surprised?
Toots is the driving cat. Who could drive a car? Look, if I was there in the studio, we would do a little YouTube session next commercial break. Basically, it's a Saturday Night Live skit where the little cat is driving a car, and then every time in the skit, they're like, oh, Toots is, and then all of a sudden he just jerks the wheel and they go off the cliff into a bloody death, okay?
That sounds awesome.
Big ball of fire. That's like Jared. It's like, oh, your takes are fine. Good, I agree. Ah! And then he just yanks it off the cliff. So basically, Jared is Toots is the cat who could drive a car.
There you go.
Please look it up on YouTube next commercial break.
That I can do. Let's go back to the text line. Michael texting in. If we get the first seed in a bye, which can only happen if the Chiefs lose, I think Derek, once he comes back, should get a light load against the Texans just to get him into game speed. That gives him reps and an extra week of rest. I mean, I guess my counterargument to that would be, if you want more rest for Derrick Henry and the one seed is on the table, why would you play him before that bye week? Like, you want as much rest as possible, right?
I think the key thing to remember, I think, again, the benefit of game speed and whatever, you think that Derrick Henry is all of a sudden going to get out there whenever he gets out there and say, whoa, this is a little too fast for me, guys. I'm just going to curl up in a ball. You tackle me, okay?
These guys are very quick and very big.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. I'm not used to this. I'm going to run backward. Is there some benefit to getting out there and, well, getting your feet wet? I guess that's a good, maybe not the great best cliche to work in here, but yeah, I'm sure there's some. But you know, the doctor I talked to said, look, it is a re-injury risk injury for sure, especially doing this job. And yes, if you had a full off season of rest, you have a better chance. I mean, you can be fully healed, but like, yeah, time just gives you a better chance of not re-injuring it. So to me, I'd take those 2 weeks and just say, don't do a thing to that foot until we have to do a thing to the foot. That's what I would do.
Well, look, I think that should be the approach anyway, coming down the stretch here. Like, you got to win one of the next two. And at this point, getting the one seed is no longer in your hands. Like, you've got to rely on someone else to lose at this point. So look, I think the Titans should beat the Dolphins and the Texans without Derrick Henry. If you're telling me AJ Brown's healthy, I think they should win both those games. I know that Miami has won six in a row, and you know, we'll see them play tonight on Monday Night Football. I still think there's a lot of paper tiger to what the Dolphins have done thus far. Go look at that schedule. Not very impressive, the wins that they've had. So look, it's at home. I think you should win that game. As much respect as I have for Davis Mills, and I've got a lot, I think you should win that game on the road as well. So I think you should be fine the rest of the regular season without Derrick Henry. It just, to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to put him in before the playoffs. I think you need him as rested and hopefully as healthy as he possibly can be heading into the playoffs. And then, you know, we'll see what his role is. Like, I still, you know, it's Derrick Henry, so I could be wrong about this. I still find it difficult to believe that he's going to come back in and they're just going to turn around and say, all right, he's back in there. Let's give him the ball 35 times. I could be wrong. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, I guess you could argue and say, okay, so if you're okay giving him the ball at all and he's cutting and he's having 8 to 10 carries, and if he's in good shape, what? Well, why not? But I would tend to think that there'd be some kind of just, okay, have some kind of a pitch count because this is a serious injury. Have a pitch count and have Deontay Foreman get, you know, 2 or 3 series. I would think that'd be the case. To your point on the Dolphins, and you know, we'll talk about this more, but this is, so they were 1-7. They were 1-7.
Yep.
This is their win streak since then. Texans, Ravens, Jets, Panthers, Giants, Jets. I mean, you talk about just a glorious lineup of opponents.
That was a good win against the Ravens. It was Thursday Night Football. They played really well in that game.
They did. And they beat the Texans 17-9. They beat the Jets 24-17 and 31-24. A couple of nice, hey, better than the Titans did. So don't get me wrong. But that's just an astounding schedule run. Like to have Texans, Jets, Panthers, Giants, Jets as your opponents in 5 of 6 games. I mean, yeah, so there is paper tiger too. I'm very interested to watch them play tonight. I actually haven't been able to see them a ton. And I still think they have a lot of talent on D. And I like Tua. I don't know if I love Tua in the NFL like I did coming out, but I still like him. They're dangerous. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of factors here that should help the Titans this week. You would think.
But we've seen that before. We'll see what happens on that front. I got a texture that says, this is from Matt from Hopkinsville via Florida. So all around the thing there on from Matt on the text line. Would we be asking these questions if it was anyone else? Referring to Derrick Henry coming back from this injury. I think, you know, we've seen people come back from this injury. DeMarcus Lawrence had a similar injury this year, and he's back for the Cowboys. So I don't think it's a specific to Derrick Henry type thing that we're talking about him being back this soon.
Okay, because so the question is saying, I guess I'm a little bit lost on what the intent is there.
I guess it's saying,
explain it to me like I'm a child.
Well, it's saying if it was anybody else other than Derrick Henry, are we even asking the question of whether or not he's back in there?
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think was DeMarcus Lawrence, was it a 9-week thing?
Yep.
In total, I believe. By the way, did you see him last night?
Yep.
You see that touchdown? Holy. I mean, that's one of the best runs of the year by a, you know, pass edge who just like tipped the ball to himself. And what a freaking play.
Great performance last night from the football team.
My gosh. Heineke. Whew.
Oh boy.
Have a Heineken and sit down, man. that was atrocious. That the NFC is going to be man, because the Cowboys, that collection of skill that they have is awfully good, and you have Parsons with Lawrence with Gregory. I tell you what, the NFC playoffs are going to be fascinating.
Some guy named Diggs back there too, picking off everything that you throw his direction.
He gives up big plays. I actually had an argument with Brennan last night about Diggs. You know, he's like, oh, he's trash. He's overrated. I'm like, Brennan, he's got 11 picks. So interceptions are, yeah, but Brennan, interceptions are game-changing plays. You're not trash. Anybody in the NFL is not trash. This is a lesson for the children I keep trying to impart, and they just don't want to listen to me.
Let's go back to the text line. Got a texture that says, hey, Joe, I figured I'd let you know you're in good company with the lip smacking. I've noticed that Vrabel is a very consistent lip smacker also on the text line.
Is that right? He's like, well, Paul, you've never played the game before. I'd like to strangle you.
I guess I'll have to watch out for that.
Thanks a lot. You know, I had not been thinking about my lip smacking issue that I didn't even know I had. And now it's in my head again.
William texting in says, back in the day, you just watched SNL to see Tootsie the Diving Cat.
Tootsie's the driving cat.
I'm telling Tootsie's. You what I'm telling you what the text says. It says Tootsie the diving cat.
Okay, well, I'm auto correcting it for you. Tootsie's the this. I want you guys please watch an episode of Tootsie's the driving cat this episode or this break. Please,
I could do that.
Keyword that the texter said back in the day.
Back in the day.
Well, it was the glory days. I mean, this is the like late 80s, early 90s. You know, I mean, the best cast they ever had, man.
When we come back, it is time for the Rex Rant. Joe Rex Rhodes Rant of the Week coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The time is now for the Rex Rant.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
The driving cat.
It is that time of the week. Time for the Rex Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road as Tootsie's the driving cat brings us back in here on the program. Something that I did not know I was missing in my life, but now Joe Rex Road has filled in that gap quite nicely.
Did you guys watch
any
clips of Tootsie's?
Yes.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Good stuff.
I've watched it, yes.
It's I mean, it's and really, there's like a whole series of Tootsie's episodes that are just amazing. We should change it like Jared the talking host, Jared the hot taking host, or something. Jared the host who could devise a take. I don't know. We'll play around with it. We'll split.
Get a song in there.
Like Rex Road got run over.
Oh boy.
You want to play that again, don't you, Michelle?
She does. Bad. She's going to be like April 6th, and she's still playing Rex Road Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Joe Rex Road, your rant of the week is what this week?
Well, okay, so this is probably a quick one. I invite participation on this. I want to start by, you know, thanking my in-laws. They're wonderful, patient, understanding. They're very tolerant for son-in-laws, obviously, okay? Clearly, that is the case. And we're talking, you know, we're coming up on 20 years of having to deal with me. Actually, when you consider dating, you're talking 22 years. So I want to thank them, you know, got me AirPods for Christmas. Very nice, you know, and of course, I'm sure, you know, what, do you guys have AirPods?
Yeah. Yes, Joe.
Okay. So very nice. Very nice gift. I've listened to them. They sound great. Very grateful. Wonderful gift. And I'm going to do everything I can do not to lose them. But seriously, like, has there ever been a better example of a company that just completely dominates the world than this product? Okay. Like, I'm guaranteed to lose them at some point. My kids have lost theirs multiple times. One time we found one of Brennan's like on a soccer field. We already like this Christmas, we already have a new round of chargers again. Okay. That have been given to people. They like, we get them in different colors. I should say Katie gets them in different colors. This is your charger. This is your charger. And you put your name on it. Okay. And already we have kids fighting and accusing each other of stealing the chargers because they've already misplaced or lost. I mean, hopefully misplaced the chargers. Okay. I think I've ranted about this before, but like it just comes up again. Like, it's amazing how dependent on this stuff we are, and also how I feel like it's designed to be lost. So you have to buy more, and this is why I buy cheap sunglasses. I mean, really, I would buy cheap everything if I could, because I'm guaranteed to lose it. So you think about tiny things with no wires that can fall out of my ears when I fall asleep on a plane, drooling down my chin, listening to Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, I don't like my chances. I want to thank my in-laws for this show of trust in me, wonderful people. But by now you should know that I'm probably going to screw it up.
Well, the good news for you is I think you can track these things, right? Like, you can have a location of your AirPods.
You can find your iPhone.
Yeah. If you lose them, you can find them.
You can, but what if they're somewhere rolling around on the floor of a plane in Phoenix?
Well, that sounds problematic. I don't know what you do about that one.
I mean, like, I'm going to find a way to screw it up, okay? And, yes, the tracking actually helped us find, Brennan's But it, you know, then they fall into the garbage compactor or something. Like, they are designed to be lost so that you have to buy more.
We had a dog eat one in our household.
Oh boy,
there one you AirPod go
for a dog.
Well, there to that go point, like
Quinn, you know, and Gus are going to be pooping AirPods. I promise you.
Before this year's over. I have this same thing. Like, every time, and I don't even know if you could get upgrades anymore on your phone. But every time that I used to be eligible for an upgrade, so like I'd go in there and get a phone, like right after I'd get one, about like, you know, a year and a half into it, when you need 2 years, my phone starts, like, it's not accepting a charge anymore. The battery starts dying like right before. Oh, yeah. Like, it almost feels like it's by design of, yeah, we're going to make this thing screw up, so you have to go buy some more. I feel like I'm getting played here.
Oh, it's not almost. Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, I've been clutching. I mean, look, I can put this up to the screen, been clutching to this phone because it has this. See this? See the button?
It's got
a button. Okay. I need the button. And it's like a 7. So I get laughed at.
That's really impressive that still works.
Right. But even with these, it's, there's some things where it's like, yeah, you can't use all the features because of your crappy old phone.
So. You can't update it anymore if it's so old. But Joe, for this Rex rant, see, you're complaining about your kids when I am that kid at home. I went home for Christmas and didn't bring a charger.
Oh boy.
Because I knew.
Right, so you stole it.
Yeah, so I stole.
Yep.
And then left it at the cousins, and then everybody's looking for it. And they know it's me because I'm the, you know, visitor. But
did you admit it?
Well, yeah. I told my mom I didn't bring a charger back, and she was like, well, why? And I was like, because I knew somebody was going to steal mine, so then I just stole other people's. But my charger's all good in my apartment. But yeah, I'm the culprit of that in my family. So,
but it, so good for you for admitting it. See, around here, we have some people who have a problem admitting it.
Brennan?
I didn't say anybody's name. But it's amazing how it seems to revolve around a particular person, and also then how it's not just, okay, stealing it's one thing, and then you steal it back, and like, but like stealing it and losing it, like, you can't do that.
It's a double whammy.
Then you have to steal again.
Nate,
a vicious cycle.
It is. Nate on the text line says, how many times will we hear a rant about Joe finding his AirPods in one of his kids' ears?
Yeah, this is an evergreen rant, you know. I mean, we're going to go through the journey here with the AirPods. I will say, I mean, I love the sound is great. I mean, I like not having wires, but I guess, like, is it that, just as I look at the product in general, is it that big of a benefit to not have a wire coming down?
I'm
someone who, you know, used to love my Walkman in the 80s.
So. Well, when you're working out, the AirPods are a lot better because I'll find myself like on the treadmill or I'm on, you know, the dumbbells over there, and I'll just be working out, and all of a sudden the headphones get caught on something and get it yanked out of my ear, and then, like, I almost give myself a concussion while I'm working out. So the AirPods, very good in that respect. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, that's good. And now that's good for you. Now, my brother-in-law, who is a runner, and he's a marathon runner, so similar athlete, you know, profile as mine.
Right.
He tells me that his AirPods quite frequently fall out when he goes running. Now, he goes on super long runs.
Yeah.
You know, but
I guess he's just running a whole lot more intensely than I do.
It could be just your ear shape, right? We all have different, don't we all have different earlobes?
We do.
I don't know, man. It's not one size fits all in this world.
I guess not. Logan texting in, is Joe lip smacking on purpose now? I never really noticed. Dude, it, but I counted 23 during the rant.
Oh my God.
I still don't notice it. I'm just telling you what the text line says. I don't notice your lip smacking. I really don't.
It's what you and Vrabel can bond on.
Yeah.
I think you guys are just messing with me. I really don't. Like, I'm even trying not to drink that much liquid so that I can't possibly lip smack. So my, you know, I'm like dehydrating myself to not lip smack for you.
I see.
Did I lip smack there? In that sentence, did I lip smack?
I don't think so.
You also don't have a big microphone in front of you today, so I feel like it'd be less likely.
That is true.
I haven't noticed anything.
You guys are messing with me. Just be honest. It's the holiday season. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the guys in the text line. You guys are messing me up here.
Ugh. We're going to get all in his feels now. I'm just going to have to check and see.
I'm going to put my AirPods in and just ignore
just
you.
Just ignore everything that's going on. Over under a week and a half before Rex Rhodes lost the AirPods. I'll take a slide over.
I'm gonna say as soon as you lose them on the way back from Florida to here.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, Joe. They're dangerous, though. If you leave the AirPods in a different room, you can, like, listen to what people are saying, so you better be careful.
Whoa, what now?
They're like a spy device? What's going on here?
No, there's a... If you put a certain setting on your phone, I don't know if you know how to do that, Joe, but you can put your AirPods in, like, one room, and then you can hear what people are saying. It'll just come out on your phone.
Well, that's creepy.
Whoa.
So be careful, Joe.
You can use them to bug a room?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, all right. This may be a game changer. I did not know that.
Now Joe's
excited. Definitely going to. Oh, absolutely. Spy on the kids? Are you kidding me? It's a dream. It's a parent's dream.
That's right. This has been today's edition of the Rex Rant. We do this every Monday morning at 7:45. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend Corey Curtis. We'll get his thoughts on the AFC playoff picture and how the Titans fit into this mess that's becoming more interesting by the week. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.